I will go and lose myself somewhere. You have a guest, Doctor.
Good evening. I hope I haven't come at a bad time.
Hello. What are you doing here?
Usually people tell their guests that they're happy to see them, to come in. I won't take too much of your time. I just have a few words for you.
Well, please go ahead. I'm listening.
But I'm not comfortable doing it here, you know, standing up. If there's a problem, you know, we can go and talk in my car.
No. I'm sorry, you took me by surprise. Please, come in, please. I'm sorry it took so long. I don't have a coffee maker. I was forced to do it in a teapot.
Thank you very much. You know, this is a great place. It shows you take good care of the trees and plants here.
Not me. Malud took care of this place. If you come back in a year's time, all the trees will have dried out. Here you go.
Why would you say something like that? Knock on wood, you're feeling much better. You're in a much better mood now.
Oh, really? Is that what you think?
Well, at least that's the way it looks to me.
Well, it's because you've never been in such a position. If you had, you'd never say this.
As a matter of fact, it happens to be that I am in such a position now. That's why I came here to see you.
The same position? Huh. As far as I know, you've separated from your wife a very long time ago.
Oh, yeah. But what you don't know is, and I haven't told anyone about this, is that I've fallen in love again for a while now.
Congratulations. I wish you a lot of success. Well, how can I help you on this matter?
I want you to do me a favor. I want you to talk to that lady.
Which lady? The one that you're in love with?
Well, of course. Who else?
I don't think you've chosen the right person for the job, Doctor.
On the contrary. I believe I've chosen the best person to do it.
So, you must have forgotten that you told me you don't like me very much. Just a couple of days ago, no?
Well, the truth is, I still feel the same way about you.
So please, drink your coffee. And then get out.
Look, all she needs to know is that you don't have any feelings for her. Of course you don't, right?
Doctor, what are you talking about?
Look, Taha, I know very well that you loved your wife very much, and that you would willingly die for her. But the truth is that, well, she's gone now, and you're still alive. So there is a strong chance that you'll fall in love again.
Stop it, Doctor. What is all this nonsense that you're talking about?
I pray that it's all nonsense. If not, then I'm done.
Of course it's nonsense.
Really? So you want to tell me you have no feelings whatsoever for Dr. Bardia?
Tell me, are you all right?
I'm not okay at all. Please answer me. I need reassurance.
This is shameful, Dr. Jadot. Dr. Bardia is a close family friend of mine. She was Malud's best friend. Why are you spreading rumors like this?
Taha, tell me the truth. Do you think I like one of those people who goes around making up and spreading rumors everywhere? You're wrong, man. I, Firuz Judad, asked Simin Bardia for her hand in marriage and heard a big no without any explanation.
So you immediately thought that she has feelings for me, or I have feelings for her, or we have feelings for each other?
Oh, but there is one thing I am sure of, Taha. And that is that Dr. Bardia does have feelings for you.
You're making me angry little by little. What's wrong with you, man?
With all my heart and with all my soul, I'll imagine that you have no feelings for Dr. Bardia whatsoever. So please, I beg of you, go and tell her everything yourself and make her understand that. Taha, my life depends on it. I can't do anything anymore. I can't work. Look, Doctor, you are a great man. And I know that despite the hatred that you have for me, you will do this because you understand its importance. So please do it. All you have to do is tell her. Then everything will work out. I am almost certain that she will say yes to me. Because as it turns out, I'm her next best option after you.
What you're saying is all nonsense. And what you want me to do for you, Doctor, is ridiculous.
Ridiculous?
Yeah. I've never got that sense from Dr. Bardia or the way she behaves. She's never, ever talked to me about this, I swear to you. And then you want me to go and tell her that I don't have feelings for her? What's gotten into you, man? Isn't that ridiculous?
But Taha, look, what you see as ridiculous is my hope. Hope for my own future.
Be hopeful for your future, Dr. Judat. Because I'm sure you're making a mistake about Bardia. She doesn't feel that way about me, not at all.
You know what, Doctor? I'm pretty sure that she does. But you, now I'm sure that you don't.
Listen to me, Judat. For you to be sure about it, I want to tell you this. I am still living with Malud both day and night. She is... in my mind and in my heart. And there will never be any place for anyone else in here. Not ever. Not for any other woman. Now drink your coffee and leave.
What did he say?
Nonsense. It was all nonsense.
You sure about that?
You have a different opinion?
I really don't know what to say.
I wanted to choke that guy.
I don't know why people like to choke those in love. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
It's not because of his love, Elias. It's because of the stupid things he said about Dr. Bardia. You know if this talk makes the rounds in the hospital, what will happen to Dr. Bardia's reputation?
Well, if you really feel sorry for Dr. Bardia, like you say, why don't you help her get rid of her delusions?
What delusions exactly? Judad is talking nonsense. I know Dr. Bardia. She's not like that at all, that poor thing.
Why are all of God's creatures just so naive? What does it take to open their eyes? Of course, if the great Dr. Taha Pajuan was both a fine, accomplished surgeon and an intelligent being, I mean, he was totally complete, then I, for one, would have totally doubted God's justice. Because you must be aware that all humans have to have faults.
No, Elias. I won't believe this. Even if it kills me. I know Dr. Bardia a long time. She was Malud's friend, her closest friend. Do you get it?
Yes, I do. But I'm afraid there is no more Malud. Doctor, please don't be fooled by her greedy, two-faced appearance. And don't let a curiosity into your and Parry's life, just on account of her being nosy. You can always fool yourself if you want to. I really don't mind if you do. Allow me to bid the great Dr. Taha Pajuani good night. Great but naive. Good night.
God. Oh, God. God. Damn it!
Are you high and walking around town again?
What'd you say? I can't hear you.
Take that out. I said you really are stupid. I almost ran over you just now.
Looking good. Where are you going?
To see Soel. How long will you be needing the car?
Till tomorrow, okay?
What the heck? You said you only needed a couple of hours.
I made a mistake. Come on. Golly.
So then can you pick me up from the party, please?
It depends on the circumstances.
What does that mean?
It means if my dad's in a bad mood, I can't.
What? Is he gonna be at the party too?
Well, yeah.
Come on now, get in. I'll come with you to the intersection. You can go the rest of the way. By the way, everything's set for Thursday, I hope?
Of course, don't worry about it. I talked to my father and I got the okay.
The entire car's been painted.
What does that mean?
It means that she must have crashed it before.
I don't understand why you want this car. It's a real banger.
And it's really expensive.
Dad, she only had it for 6 months and she's selling 20 million under market price.
That's because she's done everything to this car in 6 months. This car has been involved in at least 3 serious accidents.
No, Dad. Her father needs the money. I think that's why they're selling it so cheap.
But Rose, why do you want to buy a 40 million Toman car? Your car is much better than this one. We'll touch it up a bit here and there. I swear it's better than this.
He's right, sweetie. And if you don't like that, we'll get you a brand new car. Is that okay?
And it's hard for you to drive a 4-wheel drive anyway.
Yeah, my darling child. It'll be hard.
No. That's not the problem. Why don't you say you don't want to spend money on your bad daughter? You have every right. I wouldn't forget all the trouble I caused you either if I were in your place.
We upset her, Berus.
So what? We didn't say anything bad. Tell me what reason a girl her age has to be driving such an expensive car anyways.
I don't know. She's become so sensitive. I'm worried she might hurt herself again.
I really don't know what to do with her anymore. When she was a junkie, we only had one problem. And now that she's better, we have another problem. She'll get over it.
Anyways, whatever it is, it's much better than it was before. We have to let her know that we appreciate that.
We've thanked her and told her that we love her 1,000 times. Tell me, what else should we do for our daughter that we haven't done already? Put up a billboard thanking her for quitting?
It's not a simple thing at all, you know. Listen to me. There are addicts twice her age, married with children, and they still can't quit. She's achieved a whole lot. We have to show her how much that means to us. We have to encourage her, make her feel better.
So you're saying we give her whatever she wants, without any questions at all?
I'm not saying that, Berus. I'm saying that just this once, buy her the car as a reward, or a gift, you understand me? So that she'll understand that we appreciate what she's done. Berus, darling, we have to make her look at us as her friends sometimes. So that she doesn't go around making bad ones.
Fine, then. Go and tell her that we'll buy her the car.
But I think she'll be happier if she hears it from you. Go and tell her. Go on.
Yes, come in.
You can tell your friend that we'll buy the car.
No, Father, really, it's okay. I'm okay driving my own car. I just thought it would be a shame if we lost this car. 'Cause you know the price they're asking for is so cheap. So I said to myself, why not? That's all.
You know, you're right, my dear. The car really is worth much more. It's a good price. But you'll have to wait for Bazar Afshan to come back from Shiraz so that we can do the paperwork.
We can't do that, Father. Gulnad's father needs 20 million tomans by tomorrow morning, and he said if we give him the rest in 6 months, it won't be a problem. We can take the car if we pay 20.
All right, then. I'll write the check and give it to you, and you can bring it to them. When Bazar Afshan comes back, we'll pay them the rest of the money and do the paperwork.
Dad, you rock big time!
And from now on, try to forget talking like that. I'd really appreciate it.
Okay. Okay, Father, whatever you say.
Hello.
Hello to you. How are you?
I'm fine.
You are looking for Dr. Padjuhan. That's him.
Dr. Padjuhan?
Yes. Weren't you waiting to see him?
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello there.
Dr. Padjuhan?
Yes, that's me. Go ahead, please.
I am Musavi.
Who?
Musavi.
Which Musavi?
Hamid Musavi.
So what? I mean, you must be with one of our patients, correct?
No, sir. I'm a classmate of...
All right. That's enough. I know who you are. No need to continue.
I came here to ask your permission.
You made a mistake. Get out.
Mr. Padjuhan.
No talking. Get out! Wait a moment. As a matter of fact... I'm happy you came here, else I would have been forced to come to you. Now that you're here, listen very carefully. God help you, boy. If you just go near my daughter, just one more time, just once more. Do you understand? I mean, even at the university, you have to stay 100 meters away from her. 100 meters! Get it? I pray that this is our last meeting ever. If you and I see each other just one more time, even by accident, you won't be meeting this Padjuhan. Do you understand?
She's in trouble, Doctor.
Get out!
If you don't hurry, they will take her away from us. She might do something.
Get out! Get out! Get out! What? If it's hard, I can have the hospital security throw you out.
Mr. Padjuhan, if this is supposed to be the last time we meet, at least tell me why you disapprove of me.
I have nothing to say to you. Now get out!
In that case, I will do what your daughter asked me to do.
What has she asked you to do?
She sent word that she won't say yes to me unless you approve of this union. Therefore, I can choose whether to wait for her or I can choose to change my mind.
It would be impossible for me to change my mind. Do you understand?
Yes, sir. That was the other part of the message that your daughter sent me. Excuse me, sir.
Hold on. Listen carefully. If Perry wants to talk to you, you can't let her. You won't listen. You won't listen. Get it?
Yes.
And who's the one who delivers these messages? Huh?
There's no one doing it, sir.
But you just said that Perry sent word.
Perry wanted to tell me these things, but she was too shy to actually do it. So she asked one of her colleagues to call me and tell me.
Who? Who called you? Dr. Bardia, right? Answer me.
Do you have any other questions?
I don't ever want to see you again. Get out.
Wrong?
I asked you to talk to Perry for me, didn't I? And convince her to forget about marrying Musavi. Not to talk to Musavi and tell him to wait until I change my mind. Say something! Did I misspeak yesterday, or did you misinterpret?
Your daughter had asked me to talk to him before you came. She needed my help and told me those things.
Ah. So I was sitting here like a ridiculous fool and begging you to help me out yesterday when you already had done exactly what you wanted with my daughter's future. I mean delivering messages to whoever.
Watch the way you speak to
me. You're the one who has to be careful with the things that you do. You will never achieve what you want with this kind of behavior, Dr. Bardia. Mark my words, Dr. Bardia.
By the way, is Dr. Bardia in?
Yeah, she already came in.
Where is she now?
I think she's in her office now.
Very well. Thanks a lot.
Yes?
Hello.
Hello.
Am I disturbing you?
No, not at all.
Can I come inside?
Please forgive me. I have a headache. If it's not urgent, can we please leave it for later?
Urgent? Well, yes, what I want to tell you is kind of urgent, really. Believe me, both for me and for you.
Please have a seat. I'm listening.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You see, last night, I went to see Dr. Pajuan. And I talked to him in detail and very clearly.
About what?
Well, about us. Me, and you, and him.
Excuse me, can you be more specific?
Well, look, Doctor. After you and I talked earlier, I came to the conclusion that there is no other way but to clear some things up, at least for me. So that's how I gathered the courage and told Dr. Pajuan everything that you had told me.
I don't understand. What does me not wanting to marry you have to do with Dr. Pajuan?
No. That's not what I meant at all, actually. You know, well, how can I put it? Maybe, you know, after talking to Dr. Pajuan last night, I found out that the way you think he feels for you is actually not right at all.
What feeling?
The way you feel about him, that is... Well, the thing is that I want to say that Dr. Pajuan doesn't feel the same way about you, and he was sure that he never, ever will feel that way.
What exactly did you tell Dr. Pajuan?
I only told him what you told me. That you've developed feelings for him and that you want to marry him.
When did I say that?
Just yesterday. Remember when I asked again and you said that there was another man involved?
And I said that man was Dr. Pajuan?
Well, no. Not like that, of course. But if you remember, before I asked, we were talking about... Well, we were talking about Dr. Pajuan. You want to know something, Doctor? I want to be honest. Look, after talking to Pajuan last night, I found out that he absolutely has no feelings for you whatsoever, so please... Say yes to me and make me the happiest man alive.
You are an absolute fool, Dr. Judat. I want you to go to Dr. Pajuan right now and tell him that everything you said were your stupid delusions. And I never said a word about him. And if I said I want to marry someone else, I was just saying that to get rid of you and your pestering all the time.
Don't say that, Doctor.
Be quiet and just listen to me. Don't you forget this. The day I decide to get married and you are the last man left on the planet, I still won't get married to you. From now on, you're only allowed to talk to me in public places and only about very important work-related matters. That's it. Get out of my office.
I want you to be sure that you'll never get what you want by doing these things, Dr. Bardia!
What feeling?
So you've forgotten.
And I said that man was Dr. Pajuan? What did you tell Dr. Pajuan?
What the hell is all this nonsense?
You really are a fool, Dr. Judat.
Are you okay? What are you talking
about? Everything you said about me is all your stupid illusions. I won't marry you even if you're
the
last man on Earth.
What the hell is all this nonsense?
I won't marry you even if you're the last man on Earth. I won't marry you even if you're the last man on Earth.
Excuse me, Doctor. I knocked, but you didn't answer.
I'm sorry. You wanted to talk to me.
The patients are waiting for you in the clinic, Doctor. Doctor, are you going to the clinic?
No. I'm going home.
Give me Grandpa's pills so I could give it to him.
I'll take them myself. He's such a nice man. I can't believe I've become addicted to seeing him in such a short time.
Did you know Pajuan's supposed to operate on him?
I know. I've been praying for him to get well.
Hopefully.
Dr. Malakian. Dr. Malakian to the ICU.
He said he was happy I was with you.
Hello there, Grandpa.
Hello there, my child.
Sit down, Mr. Karamad, please. Do you feel better?
Yes, thank God.
From today till the day you have your operation, you'll have to take these capsules.
Do I have to?
Well, if it wasn't, the doctor wouldn't prescribe it.
Can I take it during iftar?
No, dear Grandpa. First of all, you have to take your medicine on time. Second, you shouldn't be fasting at all. Hello.
Hello. Hello, Grandpa. How are you?
Hello there, Doctor.
Hello there, Doctor.
Doctor, did you have any idea that Grandpa's fasting?
I always take my pills on time, Doctor.
You can't take your medicine on an empty stomach. You have a complicated operation in the next coming days. You shouldn't be fasting at all. Your body will become weak. You have to take good care of yourself.
I told you not to fast, Grandpa. At least listen to the doctor, please.
I don't want you to fast anymore. You can just put the blame on me.
It would be wrong to cheat. God doesn't hold anyone but ourselves responsible for our sins. But if you tell me not to fast, then it will not be a sin.
Oh, thank you so much, Doctor. I'll go and get him some food to eat now.
Well...
Excuse me.
Goodbye to you.
Excuse me, Doctor.
Goodbye. Well, Grandpa, did Dr. Bardia come to see you today?
Would that be the heart surgeon?
No. Dr. Bardia is a specialist in anesthesia.
No, I don't think so.
Well, she'll come and see you for sure today. Hopefully we'll perform the operation the day after tomorrow.
God willing.
God willing. Hello?
Hello, Doctor.
Hello.
You must not operate on him.
What do you mean?
You cannot operate on the person you were standing next to.
But why? What for?
You cannot operate on that old man, Taha! That's it.
Okay, then. I'll be there right away. Goodbye.
Did you get some bad news?
Yeah. Bad. Very bad. Goodbye to you.
Goodbye for now.
Mr. Rostani, report to the emergency room immediately.
Well, well. Grandma Narja's food is always delicious, huh? She knows the food at the hospital is no good.
Dr. Lotfi, to the emergency room, please.
Here you go. In the name of Allah.
I won't eat while you're here, you know that.
I'm not hungry, Grandpa. Go ahead and eat.
Well, just imagine if I eat and then you suddenly become hungry. That's the way Sharia says it should be.
Whatever you say, Grandpa. You eat your food, and I'll wait outside till you call me. I'm going now.
Why? Why, Elias? Why shouldn't I operate on him? Huh?
Because he'll die on the table. His heart can't take it. He will die 10 minutes after the surgery begins. Even if you were able to finish the operation in 10 minutes, Doctor.
I'll do it. I'll do the operation. And I'll try and finish it in less than 10 minutes. I want to try my luck. In fact, I want to try that old man's luck. How about that?
But there is no luck.
Tough luck. I'm gonna do it anyway, Elias.
And he will die.
What difference does it make? What difference does it make? No one operates faster than I do. And either way, he's gonna die, right?
It does make a difference, Doctor. It does. Your position, your reputation, your fame, you have to protect all this. You need all this.
Stop it already, Elias! Just stop it! You know I've had unsuccessful surgeries before. The last one was Malud. Do you remember that one?
But back then, you were not the person that you are now, Doctor. Remember that you still had not been chosen by then.
Elias. You remember. You've always asked me to operate on people and try to save their lives, and I've always agreed with everything you said. And this is the very first time. The first time that you're saying that I have to let someone die? Why is that? You mean to say that I shouldn't do my job, my duty?
No, Doctor, no. This is not the first time. I have already told you this about Mrs. Ali Poor. Do you remember her?
That was different! Any other doctor could have performed that operation. Naini! He operated on her, didn't he? And she was cured! But Elias, I am sure that I am the only one who can save Grandpa on the operating table.
You can't do anything about it either, Doctor. Why don't you get it already?
Elias, if the only reason that you have for me not to operate on Grandpa is that he'll die during the surgery, I'll definitely go ahead with it.
Doctor. I wish you didn't have to force me to tell you everything.
Like what?
You will have to let him die. This way you will be able to do him a favor.
What do you mean? What do you mean, Elias?
I have lied to you, Doctor. I have lied to you, Doctor. God forgive me. I don't know if it was the right thing to do or not. But believe me, Doctor, ever since last night up until the moment I called you at the hospital this morning, I've been thinking about it. I was trying to find a way to tell you about this divine mission so that it would be easy for you to accept it and to do it. And the only thing I could come up with was to make up a lie. I'm sorry, but it was the only way.
What lie? What lie, Elias?
I tell you, you must not operate on Grandpa. Because you and only you were capable of saving him. I swear to you.
I don't understand. You mean he has to die for some divine reason? Why?
Because that's what God wants.
What kind of premonition is that, Elias? You're saying he wants me to let somebody die? Someone who's completely good and spiritual? All these people, they all love him to death. And they absolutely adore him to pieces.
I will tell you. But first you have to calm down. Please calm down, Doctor. Come and sit here. I will tell you everything.
هر چه بر وی همه پیداست.